occasionally I hear about some really interesting things going on, and I just have to share this with you, because joining us in the studio is Sister Mary Paul and also Sister Mary Hubert. And I understand, sisters, you have a brand new cable TV show.
We do.
That you're producing.
That's right.
And we're so excited about it.
Now, it's not really like a religious kind of show now, is it?
Oh, well, we are nuns. Oh. And it's in the basement of the convent.
And it's about Christmas.
Oh, okay. All right. So tell us a little bit about the show that you do and some of the other people who join you in it.
Well, we've got Mother Superior, who's first in command. Mm-hmm. Then you've got myself, Sister Mary Hubert, and I am second in command, soon to be first. Don't tell Mother I said that.
Oh, my.
And then we've got Sister Mary Paul, who we also call Amnesia. She had an unfortunate accident where she was hit on the head with a crucifix, so sometimes she doesn't remember things.
Oh, that's terrible.
I'm working on it, though.
Yeah, I was so proud of you.
Thank you.
Then we've got Sister Mary Robert Ann, who is kind of the maverick of the group. She's from Brooklyn, and she kind of marches to the beat of her own drum.
She's so cool.
She is cool.
She's cool.
Oh, yeah.
I never heard of a cool nun.
Oh,
she wears sneakers.
Oh.
Like those Converse shoes. She wears like high tops.
And don't tell anybody, but sometimes she sneaks out of the convent and she goes to get a little sip of something.
Huh. Now, Sister Mary Paul, I understand you weren't always a nun.
No.
What did you do before this?
Oh, well, I was the first nun to ever appear at the Grand Ole Opry as a country pop singer.
Did you sing with other country music stars?
Well, of course I did. Reba and Dolly, have you heard of them?
Not Sister Reba or Sister Dolly. These are real people, right?
Reba and Dolly Parton.
Okay. So what was your life as a country singer like?
Oh, well, it was just wonderful because I got to do so many albums. I guess people just took a liking to me, maybe because, I don't know, what do you think, Sister Hubert? What about my singing maybe attracted people?
Well, I think you have a beautiful voice.
Thank you.
You're welcome.
Oh,
you
so
do.
Nice.
Well, you do have a beautiful voice.
Well, forgive me, sister, but what were some of the songs that you recorded?
Oh, well, one of my personal favorites, but Reverend Mother sort of nixed it. She won't let me sing it now, but it's called I Got You on My Conscience, But At Least You're Off My Back.
Well,
it's real catchy.
Yeah, I can only imagine. So you bring your singing talents mm-hmm. along here with the other sisters
right.
to the cable show that's going on right now until January 7th, right?
Yes.
Right. There's singing, there's dancing, there's even cooking.
You know, we also have some puppets.
Yes.
Wait, what do you cook?
Sister Julia, one of our fellow nuns, is an amazing chef. And she cooks up a few things. Fruitcake,
goose.
Yeah. She's a great cook.
Pudding.
Pudding? Mm-hmm. Sister Mary Hubert, you weren't in show business before you became a nun.
Oh, no. I've always been on the straight and narrow, though.
Oh, I see.
So I have always followed the tenets of the good book, and I have always, you know, valued discipline and decency and order. So it was only natural that I would go into the sisterhood.
So I know I know the show that you're doing now, it's got a lot to do with Christmas, right?
Yes.
Absolutely.
Yeah. What do you do? I mean, do you sing some Christmas songs on this? Or
you'll definitely hear some Christmas classics, but we've sort of revamped them.
Ah, you have. Well, would you mind just giving us a little idea of maybe one of those Christmas classics? Would you share with us?
Sure. Yeah. We could do We Three Kings.
Two, okay. Three, four.
Scooby Dooby. Oh. Let's do that again. Where are we? Where am I?
Yeah, Sister Amnesia.
Oh, we're on the
okay,
radio
remember,
show.
It's We Three Kings. Three. It starts out with Scooby.
Scooby.
You got it?
Scooby Doo. Right.
Yeah, we have to refresh her memory every now and then. It's just a little reset button.
Boop. Ready?
There it is.
Three, two, here we go.
Scooby Dooby 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 Doo. Scooby Dooby 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 Doo. We three kings of Orient are us. We came here on camels cause we missed the bus. They each had two humpers, I had but one. Speaking of butts, one hump.
is no fun.
I like that one.
And I imagine Father Virgil, he joins in on some of the songs.
Oh, he does. Yeah. He does. And Father Virgil actually is a radio host himself.
Oh, he is?
Yes, he has his own country music radio show.
Wait, a priest with a country music radio show?
Listen, we are not your average run-of-the-mill convent. Mount St. Helens is, I would say...
What would you say?
I would say we are... Not what you would expect from nuns and priests.
Well,
but in a good way.
Oh, yeah,
you know.
I will say, sometimes I say things that may be, how do you say, well, you know,
inappropriate.
Like, I'll say, yeah, naughty, like maybe I'll be getting cold. But it's, I don't mean to do that, but I do say some things.
Well, you have amnesia.
Yes.
Yeah, well, okay. Well, now, if you'd like to see Sister Mary Paul... It's also known as Katie Callis. And also, Sister Mary Hubert, you might know her as Mika King. They're going to be performing in Nuncrackers through January 7th at the Stagner Cabaret. That is at the Milwaukee Rep. And sisters, it's been a pleasure to have you here today.
It's been a pleasure to be here, and we hope to see you. We hope to see all of you.
Yes.
Down at the convent.
Absolutely.
In the convent.
Oh, yeah.
There
Happy
is nothing
holidays.
Like
a you don't even need to celebrate Christmas.
Just come and celebrate with us. Celebrate us. Celebrate the nuns.
It's a wonderful time.
It's wonderful.